Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, the Shiurim for the month of Av, or sponsored graciously by the Iron family, Leilui Nishmas, son of Toli Be'er Bicheskel. We're holding in Chulin Daf Kufei, the Gemara in Amud Beis tells us, the Rav Chisdo and Rabba Bahavuno were sitting in a boat, and then this woman was trying to do Kishuf, to use sorcery to anchor the boat. So she said her words to anchor the boat, Amru Inu Milso Shayua. So they said their words, and they're able to release the boat. So Rashi says over here, what do they say? They also use kishuf. In order to save themselves, they were able to use kishuf. V'yikadam, says Rashi, shomru shame. They used the shame of Hashem. Not so clear, that's what they did. So the first pirush of Rashi, the Rashi says, really the Rashbo and Shuvo and Chekal Simen Tafyud Gimel. He says it clearly in our Gemara, because he speaks there, when can one use kishuf? When can one use sorcery? You're not allowed to use kishuf, anything like that. He speaks there, we spoke about it before, in earlier shir, regarding using, can one heal himself within yonim, which is supernatural. But the Gabi using kishuf in general, he says, if a person needs it, he can use kishuf. And he learns it from our Gemara. And he connects what the Gemara says, a person in order to learn kishuf, so he can go to Sanhedrin and be able to fight the kishuf, he can go and practice it, so he knows what it is. So if a person does it for a specific purpose, to save himself, or to learn it, it's something that's mutter, and that's why here they could use kishuf. Now regarding the second Pirush of Rashi, that they use the name of Hashem, so this kedai to mention what Reb Chaim Vital brings in Shaar Ruach HaKodesh and Tikkun Gimel, he brings tikkunim for people who do aveiros. So one of the tikkunim that he says, Le'odno mamishtamesh bekabolo ma'asis. Someone who uses the shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do things in this world. So he says, he asks his Rebbe, the Arizal, says, can you use shemus or not? So we find that the Sefer HaMekubolim says it's asur. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Pirkei Cholos, they did use shemus. So what's shot? So he says, depends. When they had Efer Paro, and they were tar from all tumo, so they can use shemus. But we have Tumas Mace, we cannot come and use Shemus. And he brings the name of Rabbi Yad Yudosh, that he also asked the Arizal, and he said that a person has to be clear from all Averis. As the Gemara said before, Alemois Al-Mavis, the above death. The only ones that can use Shemus of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is people that are completely disconnected, have no Shaychus to Averis. And he brings the Perek HaKadosh, he says, that only someone who never did even one Loisa HaShabbat Torah can use Shemus HaKadoshim. In addition, he brings the name of the Arizal. Today, we don't even know the Shemos, how to write them, and there's many mistakes. So Bechlal can't use Shemos because he don't know what to use. So HaKopanim, it could be not so clear if Rashi felt that you don't use Shemos so easily, and that's why Rashi did not like the shot over here. Or just that it's not the Pashut shot in the Gemara, but using Shemos is not so Pashut. We'll end with another shot that's brought down in the name of the Baal Shem Tov in this Gemara. And Baal Shem Tov asks, so it says that she said something, and she was able to anchor the boat. They said something, and they released the boat. So the Baal Shem Tov, why doesn't it say what they said? They should say, what exactly did they use? They obviously did something right, so what did they use? Answers the Baal Shem Tov, what they used, there is a zgulo. In order to stop machshefes, is the pasuk of Parsha Mishpatim, machshefa loy techaye. That's the pasuk. Don't let a machshefa to live. What is the Rosh Tavius of Machshefa Loi Techaye? Mem Lame Tov. So he says, that's what it says over here. They said, in our Gemara, the Gir says, they said Milso. Mem Lame Tov Aleph. He says, that's a mistake. Take away the Aleph. They said Milas. Milas is Rosh Tavius, Machshefa Loi Techaye. And the one who brings his Baal Shem Tov says, that after they heard this pshat, they found old Sifrei Shas, that when it says the woman, she then Milso with Aleph. But what they said was Milsa without Aleph. Exactly like Baal Shem Tov says, the Milas is Rosh Tevis, Machshev Eloi Sechaye. The one who writes it says, Zachinu Liris Bechush, Yeterosa Shal Baal Shem Tov, Utoiras Emes, Kamola Moshe B'Sinai. A beautiful pshat to the Baal Shem Tov in this Gemara. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shom Achshava Shurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.